Well, as we head into summer, you may be reaching for the AeroGuard or the Mozzie coils to help keep those mozzies away. They personally don't like me, so I'm pretty safe, but for everyone else, maybe you should be making your mosquito-related decisions around what items of clothing you're buying. In recent years, scientists and clothing manufacturers have developed mosquito-repellent clothing, clothing that can help to keep you and your blood safe. To discuss, we are joined by a clinical lecturer at the Institute of Clinical Pathology and Medical Research at the University of Sydney and 2SER's regular mosquito correspondent, Dr. Cameron Webb. Cameron, welcome to Drive.
Hey, good afternoon, Victor.
So, are we talking about everyday clothing here?
Yeah, look, it's really interesting because we've been trying to battle mosquitoes for a really long time, and we know that we've got some really effective insect repellents that we would normally put on our skin, but people don't really like doing that during summer, and so we're looking at ways that we can have alternatives to that, and one of those is mosquito sort of insecticide-treated clothing. And this is something that has been used for a while now, particularly in the military, where mosquito-borne disease is a really big threat to them. But now they're starting to make their way to commercial products. So at the moment, it's not your usual sort of everyday clothing that might be treated with an insecticide, but there's certainly clothing that is sort of targeting people who are going fishing or bushwalking or spending a lot of time outdoors where they might need that little bit of extra protection against biting mosquitoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, we do have some here, but not as many as, you know, some tropical places and stuff like that. Is this kind of clothing big here in Australia?
No, it's not really that popular that I can tell anyway, but it's certainly available, mostly only from specialist sort of outdoor type clothing stores or fishing, camping stores, things like that. But they are very popular in some overseas countries. And even we know that there's been trials where people have used insecticide-treated clothing for school uniforms in areas, particularly in Southeast Asia, where there's a risk of dengue. And we know that in 2016, in the lead-up to the Olympic Games, a lot of people will remember everybody was worried about mosquito-borne Zika virus. A couple of countries even had insecticide-treated clothing as part of their Olympic uniform for the athletes. So it's been trialed for quite a while now, and with but unfortunately, with variable response, with various sort of results, and so sometimes they work quite effectively, but other times they certainly don't offer complete protection against mosquito bites.
Mm. So how exactly does it work? Like, I'm sure that the companies don't just, you know, douse the clothes in AeroGuard before they sell them off to you.
Well, the product that they use is an insecticide called permethrin, and it's been used to kill mosquitoes for a really long time, and it was a very common insecticide that's used to treat bed nets or mosquito nets that are distributed to try to reduce the burden of malaria in many parts of Africa and South America. And this is an insecticide that does offer some repellency. It does keep some mosquitoes away and stopping them from biting, but importantly, usually it kills mosquitoes very quickly when they come in contact with that. So this insecticide-treated clothing is probably not so much about keeping mosquitoes away, but if any come close and trying to bite through your clothing and things like that, it's not going to be very, the mosquitoes are not going to have a lot of luck biting through your clothing to get your blood. But it also means that if you've got exposed areas of skin, even while you're wearing this clothing, you've still got to put on repellent. This mosquito repellent clothing won't stop the need for you to be using sort of, something like DEET or Picaridin, one of those formulations on your exposed areas of skin.
So, yeah, do you think that it's overall quite effective, or maybe not the best strategy we've thought up to combat mosquitoes?
Look, I think it's a really nice complement to some of the other things that we do. So if you're going away camping, bushwalking, or you like going fishing, and particularly in the sort of mangrovey coastal swamp type areas in and around Sydney and further up the coast this summer, this sort of clothing can offer a little bit of extra protection. So in that sense, it's pretty good. And we know that some of the science behind it shows that it does help reduce the amount of bites you get, but you need to use it in combination with other things. So particularly combine it with a topical insect repellent that you're using on your face and hands. And certainly if you're camping and things like that, using things like mosquito coils or some of the other type devices to add extra protection against mosquito bites can be really useful. And, you know, summer holidays are coming up. People are spending time on the coast away from from Sydney. Mosquitoes are not just annoying, but they can also be a health risk. And we don't want people being infected with things like Ross River virus while they're traveling. So whatever steps you can take to avoid mosquito bites, choose a range of these things and you can, that'll give you the best protection.
Now, of course, with clothing, it's not always about the functionality. Do you think these clothes are going to be fashionable, or do you think people will be hesitant to wear them?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I know there's even been some academics that have suggested that we need to get fashion designers on our teams to kind of make things both fashionable and effective in repelling mosquitoes. Look, I don't know whether camping and fishing gear is necessarily fashionable or not. I'm probably not the person to comment on that. But their function
is certainly
there. Look, I think for those of us that are out doing work in the wetlands and things like that, fashion is probably not what we're worried about. We're more worried about protecting ourselves from mosquito bites. But, maybe that's something that we need to put a call out for, is to get some fashion designers or people that can bring a bit of interest to the clothing and also can offer protection against mosquito bites as well. A future research project is on the cards.
Well, have you heard of any attempts to do that, to get fashion designers on board with this kind of stuff?
Look, I'm not aware of it, although I know that in other parts of the world there have been some collaborations, I guess, between fashion designers and public health officials, I suppose. And I think that in India there's been a couple of projects that I remember seeing, but certainly not here in Australia. So, yes, again, something for our local health authorities to think about.
Well, maybe we'll see those on the shelves sometime soon. Dr. Webb, thank you so much for joining us here on Drive.
Yeah, thanks very much.
That was Dr. Cameron Webb, clinical lecturer at the Institute of Clinical Pathology and Medical Research at the University of Sydney, speaking to us here on Drive about mosquito repellent clothing.